You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. We got Jansport J calling in very shortly. If you are not familiar with Jansport, he just dropped his new album, Low. We spoke to him about a year and a half ago when he dropped Pharaoh. And that was a cool conversation. He called up with Loaf Music. They were about to do a little Northeast run. They hit Burlington, Salem, etc., etc. Excited to follow up on that. If you missed last week, we had a dope episode with Violet Music. That is up now. That is on iTunes, Spotify, LFODradio.com, Stitcher, Google Play, pretty much anywhere in the world that you could find a podcast. And there are a lot of other podcasts, about 116 of them. So get hip if you're not familiar. Next week, we do not have a guest. So submissions at LFODradio.com. If you want to send us some clean records, we can play some of those, provided they are dope, which is definitely the requirement. And then we're back after that. I'm very excited to announce we got Ron Beatty coming up from North Carolina to do a live album listening with us. So we got a lot of cool stuff in the works. Anyway, we got Jansport calling in very shortly right now. We got Tia downstairs, so she'll be joining us very soon, which is good because we've missed her dearly. I'm not sure if she'll make it for Jansport, but hopefully she will. And a lot of moving pieces here tonight. Alex could not make it, but he's been texting me his questions for Jansport and things of that nature. Also, October 9th, we got to give a shout out to Miss Rael. Longtime friend, family, etc., guest, co-conspirator, all the above. Today is her birthday, so happy birthday, Rachel. And we're going to play this joint Walls off Low. And then hopefully we'll be back with Jansport J after this. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I'm so tired of looking at these same old walls.
It's 9:30 and he hasn't even called yet.
I'm so tired of
9:30 and he hasn't even called.
I'm so tired of looking at these same old
9:30 and he hasn't even called.
I'm so tired of
9:30 and he hasn't even called yet.
I'm so tired of
9:30 and he hasn't even called yet.
Peace. We got Jansport J on the line. What's happening, man?
What up? What's good with you guys?
We're good, man. It's just me right now. We're doing well. We're doing well. Congrats on the new album, Low.
Word. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. It's been beautiful so far, man. It's a lot of love with this project. So just trying to keep the momentum up right now.
Well, this is your 10th in less years than that, right?
This is the 9th album, 9th instrumental album.
Oh, did the other one this year not count?
What's that? Oh, no, well, I've done collaborations and stuff like that in the mix, but as far as like my instrumental albums, I've had 9 of them.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, last time we spoke, you had just dropped Pharaoh. I knew that was number 8.
Pharaoh.
And you had dropped that and Black Jesus, and then I saw you dropped one earlier this year, but I guess that wasn't instrumental, so.
Yeah. Black Jesus was one with Chase and Cass, so that's the album I produced for him, and then I also did an R&B album that I produced for artist named Melot out of Austin, Texas.
Oh, word. So, 10th album coming then, man. Jump the gun.
Yeah, exactly. You're working on that. Getting ideas ready for the next one already. So.
Yeah? Speaking of ideas, yes, sir, man, this one. So our co-host, Alex, he couldn't make it tonight, but he was listening to it, and he's wondering, how you chose this order that you put it together, because you have the description at the bottom of your Bandcamp that kind of walks the listener through the themes, but how did you reach that?
I wish I could take credit for it. Honestly, it was a lot of just energy in the air at the time, to be honest with you. This album is really kind of inspired by everything that's going on right now. This is the political turmoil and a lot of stuff that's going on in society. Whatever side of the lane that you're on, I feel like it's very volatile right now. And this was me just kind of getting out my my thoughts and the way I feel about stuff. So really just trying to make a cohesive project out of it. Some of the titles started linking up and started telling the story on its own, so I just tried to kind of continue to curate it, really. But like I said, a lot of it honestly is just coming from the space of, you know, just trying to figure out what's going on right now.
Yeah, man, which is the big question. So did you start? So you started with the beats and then you started with this theme. Did you start composing beats to then fill in the pieces, or did you just sort of pull them in once the theme had been established?
Well, the crazy part is I did a whole album last year, and I finished it in November, and I turned it into Fat Beats, and I thought it was done. The concept at that time was more just so like low-key, out-of-the-way, kind of like playing it cool type. That was like the meaning behind Low at first, and I was listening to it with my younger sister, and it didn't feel right, so we ended up scrapping 75% of that album. And then I just started making music. I tried not to think too much, and a lot of stuff with Trump being in office in Charlottesville, just a lot of emotions started coming out, and that's when I realized the music I was making was influenced by all of that. So that's when I kind of started to mold it. And I think that's how I do all my projects. I have a concept I want to start with, and I start to make the music, and it turns into something else. And once I realize what it is, that's when I'm able to kind of like towards the end mold what the message is going to be. So
I think it's dope that you did that, because I'm not sure I've ever read something like that to describe an instrumental album before. Usually, right. I think people think of it as just, all right, these are, you know, the best 20 beats they had or something like
right,
that.
Right, right. And I have the exact opposite approach, because I feel like there's so many talented producers out right now that it'd be foolish to try and just put out, you know, 20 dope beats to put on a project and to think that's going to resonate with anybody. Like I said, there's so many ill producers, so I feel like the one strength I have is kind of creating some kind of feeling or some kind of experience through the instrumental. So that's, you know, that's what we aim to do every time out. So
yeah, and it's dope, man. So we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. So I was looking at the album titles, and because I know you've put some thought into this, it's all pretty right. much caps for the first words, but you got a lowercase God and blue back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, basically the God one was kind of playing off of irony, because, you know, you're always kind of taught to think of God in, you know, capitalized letters. That's something that you're not supposed to do. But it was really about just tapping into the humility of what it is to be God or to be God-like, and to kind of like humble yourself. So really that was just kind of the inspiration behind that. And blue was really just like a kind of stylistic thing. It was just, you know, it was inspired by depression in a certain sense. Just like, you know, it's okay to feel that at times. It's okay to just be blue. And I feel like at your lowest, when you're blue, like everything is just lowercase. There's nothing stronger or emphatic about it. So really that's what that was with those two in particular.
Word. So I don't know if you probably don't remember our last phone call, but we spoke, I think, February 17. You were up here with Loaf Music.
Yes,
but
sir.
You said something. So Priscilla, who used to be with us at the time, mentioned how people were comparing you to Dilla and things like that. And you said, it's an honor, but I got work to do. What are your goals moving forward, and what have you done since then? Like, what steps have you taken to further those?
That's a great question. Well, the overall goal for me has always been, I mean, it's twofold. It's to be the best that I can be, not necessarily the greatest ever, just more so whatever I'm supposed to be, continue to challenge myself and be that best version of myself. And the more concrete goal is to be a touring producer. And, you know, that means just getting out and hitting the road, which is something I started last year when I was on the phone with you guys, you know, coming out to Boston for the first time, in Vermont and New York, and just continuing to, you know, I, over the years I've kind of built a name for myself online and through producing for other people, but it's very exciting to kind of go out to these markets that might not have ever heard of you before and to build from the ground up. And that's what we've been focused on doing. So ever since, I mean, that's always been the goal. But I'd say in the past year, we started hitting cities like Tucson, Arizona, and Reno, Nevada, and we're going up to Portland in a couple weeks, and then we have a couple overseas situations that we're lining up for the end of the year. So we're really kind of making it a priority to take that jump into being a touring producer and DJ.
That's awesome, man. Congrats on that. That's the dream.
Appreciate that.
Well, when you
appreciate that to the fullest.
Let us know when you want to come out this way, because we have more than a few dope beat events out here. We've been curating a nice little culture.
Definitely. And I got some homies up there in Boston that have always shown love. Shout out to Rosin and my man Kadeem. So I definitely got to get out there and actually play this time around.
Oh, yeah, man. They've got Nightworks. We got one happening this Saturday, The Shift, where producers make a beat tape in 8 hours live in public.
Wow.
It's the Stew, a big competition. But before we let you go, man, I got to ask the most important question, and we forgot to ask you last year.
What's that?
So this being Live Free or Die Radio, what does Live Free or Die mean to you?
It's actually very dope that that's the name of your show, because it resonates with my life mantra, really. I feel like living free is pretty much aiming to do what you want to do in life. You know, like, we all probably have a dream or some kind of goal that's a little bit off the beaten path. And I think a lot of times as adults, we kind of, you know, we concede some of those dreams and we, you know, we go another way. But I feel like for me personally, I'm pursuing this dream for as long as I'm able to. And then the second I'm not able to do that anymore, then life's not too much worth living. And that sounds kind of morbid, but at the same time, I think it's the kind of fuel that's lit under me to make things happen and to continue to move forward, because I know this is what I'm supposed to do. So it's very much in line with, you know, my whole mantra and the approach to life, as far as just living free, you know, chasing after it is what you want to do and making it happen, or just kind of, you know, live a life that's unfulfilling, or die, you know.
That's not morbid at all, man. That's what it's all about.
Word. That's awesome that it connected.
That's what's up, man. Well, listen, I know you got a show tonight. What are you doing tonight when you get off the phone?
Tonight I'm checking in with the world-famous Beat Junkies out here in Hollywood right now. I don't know if you heard all the cars and stuff in the background. I apologize if it was too loud. But
you've been clean.
Yeah, checking. Awesome. Yeah, just checking in with them and keeping the whole movement going, you know, trying to keep this momentum going.
That's what's up, man. We'll rock out tonight. I hope you have a dope set, and we hope to link up with you when you're out here. I know next week you're calling some of the young homies at Zoomix on Project Method, so say what up to them
when you
talk to them. And yeah, man, keep in touch. We'll talk for sure. Love the project.
Appreciate it. I still got my LFOD shirt, so I'll be out there.
My man.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What's up. Yo, that's another thing. Artist, Jansport gets it when he gets dope apparel. He puts it on. He takes a photo.
Yes.
He shares it.
There you go.
That's the game.
Yeah, 100%.
My man. Much love. We're going to get out of here with Baby. This is one of the joints I was really feeling off here. So, yeah, man. We'll see you when you get out here.
Word. Much love to Boston. Appreciate it.
Much love back. All right, man. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right, so that's Baby from Jansport J off his new album, Low, which is out now everywhere. Fat Beats, get that. I was playing it off the Bandcamp. And we have the one and only...
Tia.
Tia has returned.
Hello.
The people want to know, where have you been?
I have been at school. I have been working like crazy. I've been getting a lot of stuff together for future projects. So, you know, that's what's going on right now.
I let it slip last week that you've been busting your rear end, doing quite a bit, and you are not gone for no good reason.
No, I would never.
No, we know that. We know that. We missed you. You keep missing Alex. I don't think you've been here at the same time as Alex yet, have you?
No. I think I was here once when he was here. Actually, no, twice. I was here twice.
Was he on the air or was he just watching?
He was just watching.
So for the people out there in podcast land, they have no idea he was even in the building.
I know. They didn't know we've connected you.
Yeah. But he'll be back next week. He's in school too, so he's got a lot of work. So we might as well catch up for a minute. We're going to play a lot of beats tonight.
Let's do it.
That Jansport J is cool. It's dope that he recalled who we were.
I know. Yeah. I was actually kind of, I was like, oh, he said he wears the shirt. I was like, oh, look at him.
It's a very comfortable shirt. You can get yours at LFODapparel.com.
Seriously.
I never plug it. But it's real. So... what have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? I've been listening to, I know we already covered this a while ago, but the Dukeron album, like, a lot.
Your guy.
I'm going to be honest, I was not excited at first, but the more I listen to the album, the more I fall in love with it. Like, I really love it. Shout out to Dukeron, to be honest.
Shout out to Dukeron. He just had the release party for that. And if you don't know who Dukeron is, you can just scroll back a couple episodes and listen to that. That was a cool interview because he really got into... you pressed him because you're a fan and you were like, yo, I expected something lyrical.
Yeah.
And you didn't give that to me.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of good reasons for it.
And as soon as he explained it, I understood.
Mm-hmm.
And, I feel like that's why, like, things like LFOD is so important, because it's like... people in general, like, not even just underground, in general, people sit there and they listen to albums and they get like mad and whatever, but then you listen to what the artist has to say and then you understand, oh, this is what the type of message they were trying to put out, and it puts it in a whole completely different perspective. Obviously, art is subjective, it's always going to be subjective, but when you hear from the actual artist's mouth, it's like, it's easier to piece your thoughts together.
Absolutely. Especially when an artist can articulate it.
Oh, definitely. Know? Yes, there are some artists who cannot. No shame.
You used to send a lot of shots. You've been, I think our peace and love vibe has rubbed off slightly on you.
Just a little. It's gross. Ugh.
Gross. Disgusting. Yeah, that Dukeron's good though. It's a nice album.
It's very good. I also really like the song you had just played. I've been getting into a lot of like instrumentals and lo-fi, and I was just like, whoa, I'm gonna have to listen to that whole album.
Jansport J.
Let's get it. I love that name. Jansport J.
He's a cool dude too. He's just like down to earth, making good beats, you know?
Making good beats, making moves. His ninth album.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I swear it's his 10th. There's another one on his SoundCloud. Or on his Bandcamp in between, but it must not count. I think it must be remixes or something.
Maybe it's like an EP or something.
I don't know. I didn't want to... we were short for time. If he was in studio, I would have pulled up the page and be like, what is this then?
Here are the receipts. Yeah. I would like to know.
Yeah, you make me sound crazy.
What? No, it's just good investigative journalism.
Right. That's what... I think we are journalists at the end of the day. We're not a mouthpiece or a...
No.
You know, we are a platform too.
We are a platform.
Journalists. We're digging.
Investigate.
Yeah, you can't come up here with no softballs.
No, not at all. Except, you know, unless we're trying to get on your good side. And then a couple softballs, you know.
Shout out to Priscilla, though, because she, when I was listening to our earlier interview with Jansport, she was on there. And it was a throwback because I hadn't listened to those episodes in a while. And she also used to press people. but, you know, she got nominated for a bunch, at least 2 Boston Music Awards.
So it's
been very dope to see her go out and do great things in the past year.
Good for her.
And another non-shameless plug that I'm involved in. But Thomas, who produces LFOD Radio, so we do this every week, and then he gets the audio file and he cuts it up and adds the drops and
LFOD,
you know,
Radio.
Cleans it up, does the intro, drops Tayshaun's little bow, like his noises. I can't even do it. And things like that. He just dropped a new podcast called 6 Degrees.
Ooh.
And you can get it on Spotify. It's IMTBG is his profile on there. IMTBG. But it's called 6 Degrees. I am on it. And what he did was he interviewed 6 different people and he asked us all the same set of 6 questions and got our answers. And he's releasing 6 episodes. So each episode is its own question. And the idea is, you know, how separate are our answers? Like, what similarities do we have? And we're 6 people from very different walks of life. So he doesn't explain who we are in the first episode. It's just straight answers. And then at the end, he's going to reveal, you know. So maybe I ruined it. If you know who I am and you're listening, you already know who I am. But you don't know who the other 5 people are. And it's cool. I'm excited. The first question was simple, so I'm excited to hear the difficult ones.
Where can we find it?
Spotify. And iTunes and everything. I think mostly Spotify is what he wants, so it's IMTBG. And I'll get a better link. We'll put it out in the description of this. But it's called 6 Degrees, and it's pretty cool. First question was...
Don't reveal it. Let people listen to it.
Yeah, I would never. This is entertainment. So we're going to play a record now from the homie First Official.
Ooh.
Who you may remember from producing the entire LFOD Alumni Cypher Series last year. He just dropped his new instrumental album, another one for you,
okay,
called Work From Home. And that was inspired by his participation in The Shift, which is the one-day beat tape at Mass Apparel, which he did, and then he inspired the work from home theme, and he did this album, which is out now, and he hit me with this track. He hit me with a few tracks, but this one's called Right Now. I haven't heard it, but that seemed like the one I should play, so I'm going to press play, and we might play a few other beats, and then we'll be back with some more special guests. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah.
And we are back, Live Free or Die Radio. That was one from Bretzel called Apollo 2. Before that, we had Lightfoot with Coffee and Cream off his Momentum is Fleeting album. And then First Official with Right Now, Jansport J earlier. A lot of production tonight. We got Amanda Shea in the building, and she is pointing a camera at me. We didn't have guests tonight, so I didn't think that I needed to look ready for a camera.
You look great, actually.
We didn't think there would be cameras.
I'm feeling
not used to having it pointed my way.
I got it pointed at everybody.
We got Tia. We also, that's the voice of Seti Zoo on the line as well.
Pace.
Seti, yeah. your wrap-up recaps have been going in, man.
I'm keep that going. I'm going to stay committed.
Stay committed. So if you haven't peeped it, Seti has been jotting down bars as we do these interviews and then kicking them immediately afterwards in the record room. And pretty impressed with some of the stuff he comes up with.
It's a lot of great fun and great practice, and it's got me writing during the week, you know?
Yeah.
I'm working on all kinds of stuff, so it's great.
And you managed to weave past, present, and future guests into them as well, so.
Yeah, that's a high compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course, man.
Shout out to everybody listening tonight and driving around or hanging around in your houses.
Whatever you're doing. That'd be cool to see, like, what are you doing while you listen to Live Free or Die Radio?
Hashtag what you do.
Send us a picture on Twitter.
At LFOD Radio _ on Twitter. At LFOD Radio everywhere else. Or just hashtag LFOD Radio. Let us know if you're tuned
That's
in.
Cool,
what
actually.
You're doing. Like, what's your process like to get into the zone with us? What are you doing?
I'd be in the car.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Except for now.
Well, I'm here now. Not in the car.
So you are here to present to us this great new Bakari JB production.
Yeah, shout out Bakari JB. That's my best friend. Yeah, so he's put together this amazing showcase. I don't know if we call it a showcase, but it's like an event. It's a vibe, okay? It's an absolute vibe. So it's called Vibes and Offerings. It's just so lit. Last week was just so dope. Was it last week? Last month.
2 weeks ago.
God, was it 2 weeks ago?
Doesn't I believe feel like
so. That. So the opening show, the opening event and the kickoff event for this was featuring the Woo Factor, which is comprised of amazing, amazing, amazing musicians and artists. Shout out Ashley Tisdale.
She was singing.
Her voice is just, she's just amazing. I absolutely love Ashley. I adore her. She's just got an amazing personality, and her voice is phenomenal. She's going places for sure. And Bakari's just amazing. He joined the Woo Factor, and they were the feature, and they killed the show. And it was like, it's honestly the first time I've ever really seen, like, live music.
Please tell me what Woo Factor is.
Live, like, the what? You know what? I'm gonna bypass that. We're gonna segue into something. Instagram Woo Factor. Woo Factor.
Woo
got it?
Factor.
You got it, Seti? Woo Factor. So that event, actually, it was the first time I ever seen, like, live musicians, like, in transition. So they had their band, the Woo Factor, but other musicians were in the building, and they were trading off and just having a jam session. Essentially, that's exactly what it is, plus an open mic. So we had, like, Keja LaVon in the building, who got up there and killed it. Anson Raps was in the building. He got up there and killed it. Brandy Blaze. That was, like, her first time ever performing with a live band, which was ridiculous. She did her remix to Boss Like Me, which was just lit. It was Uncle Sam. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
It was a dope event.
That band was, I hadn't heard them. I didn't know what type of band was going to be behind Bakari, but they were rocking.
Like, the drummer.
Yeah, and he had the drummer, Wicked Skins, bro. Wicked Skins.
So good.
He was
good.
Doing his thing. Everyone was, it was heavier than I expected, to be honest.
And low key, and most people don't know this, but I'm blanking on his name right now. Forgive me, because I adore you. But he low key plays for Oompa too. So, like, he's everywhere.
We're talking drums?
Yes.
Jordan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I love him. And he tours everywhere. But they were really, really dope. And the vibe is just really cool. I like the fact that they have, like I said, live music and an open mic, because, like, I'm a poet, right? So most of the time I perform a cappella. So to have a band behind you is just totally different.
Can we talk about your piece?
Oh my gosh.
Because I was very proud.
Thank you.
To really? Know you, to see that, to Thank be a part you. Of that. And I think you made some people cry. I definitely felt very emotional. Thank I was surprised you. Because you're almost like more hesitant as a host. And then when you go into poet mode, you were not only demanding all the attention, commanding, not demanding, you were commanding attention, but you went out around the room and told a very, very personal story.
Yes.
And something to be seen. I knew you were powerful because last time you came through, you were talking about your tour of the South.
Yes.
And I knew you were really speaking about some powerful subjects, but
racism.
Like, I wanted to interrupt you and just like wrap you in a bear hug.
I love you. That was amazing. I'm kind of blushing because I can't believe you just did that on air to me. But I appreciate that. Damn. Thank you. I don't know, with these pieces is different. Like going on tour and going to Mississippi and Tennessee and Milwaukee and Illinois, and we did 5 cities. Like that was, I don't know, it put me in a different place, honestly. And it's different, like, cause sometimes, like, I'm not, no shade to artists out here, but like sometimes I'll be feeling like
you're like, here we go with no shade.
No shade, I just gotta be honest. Like that's all I can do, right? So it's like, sometimes you don't really know if like you're good, like low key, because like sometimes like who you are and like the reputation you have around you, you know, I've seen people cheer for people's performances and be like, yo, that was so dope. And I'm like, nah, they were off. You know what I'm saying? Like you could tell they were having an off day because I know this person personally. Mm-hmm. They were sick. They, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like right. when you see people big people up for a dope performance and it's not that dope, it's almost like, are they bigging it up because of who they are or they really thought it was good? So being on tour and being in front of people that I had no idea, like that don't know me, is a different perspective. And I tell people all the time, if you're an artist, please go outside of your city that you live in. It is so important because it's just a different perspective. You get to really see what like hits with people. You really get to see what people really think about your
Can I add on to that?
Yes, please.
What I found out was that the people I spent most of my time with, and that changes like every few years, 3 to 5 years, say, but I found out that they get so accustomed and so used to you being who you are and the way you are that they stop being shocked. And then, so going, like Amanda said, somewhere else and meeting new people and seeing the shock on their face is kind of a good reminder too, with the case that maybe you aren't getting around to a lot of events. You know, it is good to get out, just get somewhere.
It's great experience, and like it's a good way also to like test new material, because like hometown is hometown, right?
Right.
Like, it's like yay going to Chicago, everybody's gonna be, well, I don't know about right now, but everybody, a lot of people would be excited. They're like, oh, Kanye's in Chicago, this is where he's from. But it's like, if he's going to Amsterdam, like, are they gonna feel the same? You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it was a really good experience, but it showed me like in ways I could grow, and honestly, it helped the glow up, because it was people, like I said, that didn't know me, and you get real live like feedback in the moment, so it's cool.
Yeah, it was very,
I appreciate
very
that.
Powerful, because I hadn't seen you perform before. I've only seen you host.
Was that really your first time?
Yeah.
Ever? We've been in so many different like environments.
I've never been in that environment.
This is
true. It was
cool
because it was very open. It was very revealing and very definitely set the tone. It switched things.
Thanks. It was hard because I'm like, with Woo Fact, that was the thing. And
Bukkari, well, yeah, you almost didn't get people's attention.
Yeah, because Bukkari threw me under the bus.
Yeah,
he was like, can you go up?
Loud music to like,
I'm like, you want me to go up after y'all just killed that?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I was like, I do not want to do poems right now after a live. And that's like the cool thing about the event, right? So like the tone and the vibe can switch.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, there was a lot of different vibes. But it was cool. It was very cool. It's right in the cut. There's parking, ample parking. Which,
where is it?
It is
We ain't telling the address, so
sorry.
We DM.
Is it
nope, it's cool.
Top secret?
It's not top secret. Right now we're kind of doing like a venue. It's like a word of mouth kind of special invite type of thing. So just like DM us for the address.
Yeah, DM
Bacari JB or Bacari.
Actually, yeah, no, we're not an official sponsor.
I can understand
sponsor.
That because at least
you
people...
should be an official. Don't even do that. You should be an official
We will be
sponsor.
At the October 29th one.
There is an October 15th and an October 29th.
Yeah, we will be at October 29th with Oompa, and we will be...
Oompa's on the 29th?
I believe so, and we will have a little table there.
Where?
So if you want one of those very comfortable shirts that JanSport J wears...
I love the
There's
plug.
There's a callback.
But we're in fall season, though, and you're wearing an LFOD t-shirt, so I'm assuming you're going to have sweaters, hoodies.
Well, you know what happens when
you
assume. So.
What you got?
Anyway... October 29th.
October 15th is actually the next one with Brandy Blaze and Trevor Holmes.
How do I turn your mic down? the next
Don't
one.
Don't be mean.
I'm sorry. I give her a compliment and then I have to.
You know.
The next one is October 15th. Trevor's dope. He also has an LFOD shirt. You can see it in his new music video.
Oh
that's
my
dropping.
Gosh, with the shirt. Trevor Holmes just came back from A3C rocking LFOD shirt.
Did he? That's big,
yes.
He was out there?
He was in Atlanta, yeah.
With the shirt on, though? I knew he was down there. That's what's up. I love love. I show love. I love getting love. I love love. October 15th, I do also love Bacari JB, despite who he is. And we'll be there at as many of these as possible. It's a very dope environment to practice your craft, meet new people. Saw a lot of people, good people there.
Vendors.
Also, shout out to Bakari's father.
Thank you.
With his ginger juice recipes. He had about four different ginger juices. He was giving out free samples. I mean, ginger carrot is classic, but I think that might have been my favorite. There was also like a pineapple one.
There was a beet.
He had the beet one.
That's my favorite.
And his dad, I have to use the word adorable, but he was adorable because he was doing the video reactions. When you did the sip, he had the iPad up and he was filming it so he could see your real deal reaction. And I can only assume he's putting together some sort of highlight reel.
He is. Shout out
it's
to
just
Bacari's
a cool,
dad.
Like, family hip-hop event, you know, vibes cool. and offerings.
You're going to come through,
Tia, you're going to come. You last time you were on, you said you were working on some bars.
Mm. Stay tuned.
Okay. You'll be doing them at the vibes and offerings?
Mm, we'll see. Well, I mean, I got jury duty on the 29th.
Damn.
I know. They sent it to me. It's my first time.
You're the second person. Shout out Brandy Blaze. I'm sorry I put you on blast, but jury duty is out here getting us.
I know. Like, what the heck? Y'all send it on, like, the worst day. Monday is, like, my book day. And they're like, jury duty. And I'm like, why?
Are you going to try to, like, be a part of it? Or are you going to be one of those people that is like, I really don't want to do this, so I'm going to answer
incorrectly? Aren't they both at different times of the day?
Yeah, jury duty is not at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, well, I mean, if...
You can make
we'll
offerings
see.
But that's
vibes.
A long day, though.
You're right. That was
Don't
a pretty
do that to her.
Weak guy. Yeah, I got this thing.
I think she can handle it. You
no,
can handle it.
Tia's raising a family.
I'll see. Raising a family? What?
I was going to say, she's resilient. She can do whatever she wants.
Dude, ain't nobody raising no family.
Family in here.
I am... Nope.
That's what I've been telling people.
Telling people that
you are. I mean, you're a little brother. You've been taking care of him, growing, raising him up.
All right. Well, next topic.
Okay. Nothing is. You have to tell me if it's not for a radio. So you're out here, jury duty. I would suggest do your civic duty. You know.
Yeah. You know, be an American citizen.
I mean, that the way I think about it is the person. I know it's one of the. Few aspects you have control over. You know, you are the justice system is wild, as we know.
Mm.
And allegedly you're entitled to a fair trial by your peers. So
allegedly,
you know, you're a good person. So although I try to refrain from judgment, you know, that is one civic duty. That is, I had the worst jury duty ever. So I will never be going back, but I would say if you want to do it,
you have a choice to not go back.
I will find a way.
They actually told me. They told me I didn't have to come halfway. Like, we were getting real close to the date, and they just sent me a letter like, forget it. But if I did go in, I just would have been like, I would have just said something crazy.
Yeah.
I would have said some off the wall.
You might have played into like the prosecutor's strategy or something. But like, we need this guy. He'll convey, you know.
Maybe. There's a possibility.
They like that one curveball guy.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. They ask get you, out of that quick.
I've never been summoned.
I'll curve their curves.
So I'm happy.
It's pretty easy to
make up a reason you can't go beforehand. But then once you get there, like, I don't know. Do what you want.
I'm going to wear like a really radical shirt.
Yes.
That'll make them tell me I could go to school or something. Or I could just go home. Maybe that'll work.
Just tell them you're a student. Yeah.
No, because I even read on the paper, said, if you are in college, we still won't excuse you. And I'm like, what the heck?
Uh-oh.
Like, that's not fair. What if I fail?
Maybe just fair, cry the whole time.
On the air.
Exactly. If I fail, I'm going to swear on the air. I'll put my hands up in the air, say yeah.
Don't
no.
care.
What?
Don't care.
Is this bars?
Don't care.
I thought extra bars
don't
were
care.
Free.
What?
It just happened. Let the vibe happen. Let the vibe happen. I should have turned my mic off. They were
you
vibing.
Gotta stop.
Anyway, we're going to play a record. We'll be right back. This one is this dude, everyone who makes beats has been hitting us up. This is PhD Beats. There's rappers on this
PhD
one.
Beats.
He did this track for Blame One of the Dirty Science Crew. It is called My Perspective. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Though they try to gentrify it, I put the graph on the wall, I wasn't meant to buy it. The wisdom I apply, God is like a pilot. My mind's cloudy, some days I'm rowdy like a riot. My diet consists of pen and paper and beat breaks. We're in a landscape with handshakes, with cheapskates and snakes happen when I'm rapping, so they own the rights to it. It's smooth, but the message invested is fight music. I can see right through it, all of the hypocrisy. The message in the music is power, so ain't no stopping me. PhD allowing my free thoughts to formulate, firing words like a siren. That's a sign of warning. I stormed the gate, I didn't ask for a pass. I summoned powers from the elders of the past, so I ask, is the task at hand, master plan, continuity? Don't worry about numbers, I just focus on staying true to me. Keep a clear head, clear head. Most slept on dawn, I write rhymes to the break of dawn. So part of my charm is self-mastery, the urge to write it from my third view. New fans be like, I can't believe I never heard you. I burned through any obstacle on the road. I know the code of the streets with all my peeps, and it showed in my essence. The very lessons written on a blank page. I be a menace without a sense, so thank rage. I found an outlet, my G, I'm all about that. Don't ever doubt that, I'm really trying to take my clout back from those who fronted and fabricated their false hopes. You saw a float, I'm thinking you better off broke. You cough, smoke, drink Henny and dress in the part without heart. Exactly why I'm blessing the art, so don't start. Things fall apart, especially you. I roll solo and I'll still body the rest of your crew. It's like that. Keep a clear head, clear head.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Something I rarely do that I'm supposed to be doing is read PSAs. So I'm going to let you guys know that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
That was a healthy That was a healthy PSA. I like that.
Informative.
Thanks. Thomas is going to edit that out.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
We don't do PSAs on iTunes. unless they're for LFOD apparel, LFODapparel.com.
Now Tom's just sitting there like, well, Sam, got to give me more work.
I leave little gems like this for him in the podcast so I can tell if he's,
then you tell him all
if
about
he's
it.
You know, really listening as he edits.
You are something else.
I'm joking. I don't do it for that reason. Like, shout out Thomas. He just dropped his new podcast, 6 Degrees.
Podcast.
What was it again?
I am TBG.
TBG.
Yeah.
TBG.
I am TBG.
I'm going to go check that out. I really like the concept.
I'd be curious to hear what you think. He does my answer first, which you know made me feel great.
Of course.
But I'm last on the next one. And you know I just press play to hear my own voice. So.
I'm just interested in seeing who the other five people are. I don't care about you. I care about the other five people.
Yeah, so far, they sound like we're going to get along. I can't wait to go meet up with all of them.
So you
I
haven't met in person yet?
I know Thomas, but I haven't met the other guys.
Nice.
Hopefully he has like a party with all of them.
But you know who they are, right?
Not really.
Did you
I know some of them are in New York. No, because he just told me like sort of who they are.
Okay.
But he doesn't reveal that on the podcast. I know some of them are in New York. Some of them are around here.
That's cool.
And I know we have him in common as a unifying thread, which may impact, you know, our answers. Or maybe it'll be interesting as more seasons come out.
Yeah.
Because he's going to keep interviewing 6 new people with 6 new questions, and it's going to spiral. So.
And people from all different areas of industry, I'm assuming. I don't want to push that.
I think it's probably a little more focused now because, you know, one person can only meet such a variety of people. But I do know some of their backstories, and like they're not all from the U.S. They're not all, so they do have pretty different backstories and come ups.
And what's the name one more time?
6 Degrees.
6 Degrees.
Yeah, and we'll share that. We'll share.
I am TBG.
Yeah.
Spotify.
He's got a big beard, so if you look at the profile pic is him. He's got glasses and a big beard.
I love it.
Yeah, beard gang.
Beard gang.
Yeah, everyone in this room has a beard right now.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's beard time.
I am TGB.
Yep. Anyway, this has been cool.
We're done.
Shout out JanSport J. What? That was a dope interview. A very real one. Amanda, cool. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you
to promote
me.
Bakari JB.
No, promote Vibes and Offerings.
There's so many jokes.
I love Bakari, but Vibes and Offerings is October 15th at 8:30. Once again, if you need that address.
DM Bakari JB.
Yes, please
music.
Don't DM me. I mean, actually, no. You know what? Do DM me because I'm the host. So you can do that.
What is your Instagram?
It is, I was going to say, I am TPG. I'm already programmed. It's Amanda Shea, spelled like the butter, Shea Butter. Amanda Shea all day. That's
okay,
it.
Amanda Shea all day.
Amanda Shea all day.
Ask her for the address to Vibes and Offerings. I cannot believe he started another thing.
I know. Let's not talk about
He was a rapper when I met him.
He still is a rapper.
I know. He's dope.
I call him a lyricist. I don't call him a rapper.
He is a lyricist. And if you, like a lot of us, have been waiting and waiting and waiting to hear Bank Money, we do have pretty solid footage and audio from Branded Authentic. If you go to the LFOD YouTube page,
Music Hall show.
Yeah,
right?
You can get that Bank Money. Seti, thanks again for swinging by.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
# wrap up recap if you want to hear Seti and see, you know, that beautiful face of his.
#
also bearded.
Don't forget everybody about the freestyle clinic on Monday nights, 8 to 11. And I do believe I'll be sneaking away to this Vibes and Offerings,
yes.
You know, but I'll probably wait until I get an invite or something like that. You know, they don't have the address out there. No, so
you have an invite. It's right here. Come through.
Anyways, and Tia?
What's up?
What's up with you?
Life.
You coming through too?
I will try to come through.
After jury duty.
Through.
She's gotta like.
After jury duty.
I will personally pick you up just for you to come.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Amanda is a rider like that.
I really am.
That's so sweet.
She's bailed me out of many situations with her vehicle. We're gonna play one more record. This is from Rilla Force. It's called Wake Up Mr. Pump. He dropped this 4 days ago. We did an interview with Rilla Force at his studio on Monday. I did that yesterday, edited the video. It's out now. He's at The Shift on this Saturday, which we're, you know, helping handle the media side of. That's going to be at Mass Apparel at noon. He's going to make a beat tape in 8 hours live.